She took Sophie and Laura and moved back to the bungalow in town, leaving only a note behind. It all happened because of a recording she had made of a conversation between Mr. Race and Mrs. Adams, in which it sounded as if Mr. Race were trying to get rid of James. This episode is in two scenes, the farm and then to the bungalow. But first to the farm. Marge and Betty have just come home from work. Listen.
Well, this is funny. The front door is locked.
Locked? It can't be, but it is.
Jane!
I've got a key.
Oh, I have too, but it's not like Jane to lock up the place. I mean, somebody has to be here.
Jane! Give me a knock at Marge.
There's something going on here. We're not early, are we? It's almost 6.
We're no earlier than usual. Aunt Jane!
Nobody here. Laura!
The place is deserted.
How did you get back there on the farm?
Laura? Anybody home?
Sophie must be on the place somewhere.
I'll call from the back door.
Why'd you do that? I don't know what's going on here. No dinner? Is there any dinner in there, Betty?
Nothing in here. Not a sign of anything or anybody.
Cokie!
See anything of them out there?
I can't see anybody.
Cokie!
Oh, here's a note.
Cokie!
What's this? Goodbye. Don't forget to play the Victrola. Sincerely yours, Jane Sherwood.
Well, what on earth?
Betty!
What?
Come here, quick.
What is it? What's the matter, Marge? What's happened?
I don't know. I just found this note here on the table. Look.
Is it from Aunt Jane?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Read it.
Goodbye. Don't forget to play the Victrola. Sincerely yours, Jane Sherwood.
Thank you.
Well, what did she sign her maiden name?
While you're asking questions, what's that about playing the Victrola?
I don't know. What does she mean? Don't forget to play the Victrola.
Well, I'm going to find out. That uncle of yours had to pick tonight to stay in town for dinner. The Victrola, that's in the radio, isn't it?
The way she wants us to play the Victrola.
Well, here we are. Now, let's see what's going on here. Well, there's a record on here.
Well, what's the record of?
No, there's no label on it.
Well, let's play it and see.
Well, you try to stop me. I'll find out what this is all about. Oh, there's a needle in this already. She's probably been playing something and got an idea.
Yeah, that, my dear Mrs. Adams, is a whole story.
It's Uncle Laura, isn't it?
I see. And the name doesn't
show
what? Exactly.
You see, Mrs. Adams, the woman who wants to buy the phone.
Why didn't you tell me about her before?
Well, I thought I could get away with it without your ever finding out.
I get it, Marge. It must have been a different phone.
No, but how could
you... Well, now what do we do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just relying on your understanding and sympathy.
Well, I understand and I sympathize with you.
I can see it
does. It takes Jen in a terrible spot. I'm going to piece things together here.
Well, Marge lives here from the television
glass there and
takes it.
Together. And since
it won't
be a matter, I'll be on my guard. And I can promise you that nothing she says will make any difference.
Oh, no, I couldn't take you out there while she's there. I promise I would.
You promised Mr. Murphy wouldn't, Betty. I
want
to hear this.
Well, what do you see then? I suggest just waiting if you'll be so kind.
I refuse to wait any longer. Isn't there some way of getting rid of it?
Get rid of it? Imagine Jane's face if he heard that.
Poor Angel.
Well, I've thought of every way.
Coming from him, that must have flooded,
Jane. Every night, trying to think of a way. I've even asked help of Marge. The young lady who lives with us out there. She's trying her best.
No, he would drag me into it.
Can't you picture Aunt Jane saying my best friend?
Are you even saying you couldn't get her out of the way?
I could drive her off the place.
No, I don't suppose you could turn her out of her own home.
It sounds as if they're planning to poison Jane or something.
Oh, it's no problem. But it's not a difficult problem. At least it
shouldn't
be. It's only a matter of getting rid of your wife.
Only.
Betty, I've got an idea.
Wait a minute, Marge. I want to hear this.
Well, it's going to be very difficult to explain it to my brother. After all, he's getting just as corrupted as Mrs. Adams. More so.
Well, you can explain it to him, can't you?
I'd rather not. Suppose you do.
Well, if you want me to.
Let's make it tonight. At dinner.
Oh, dinner? Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to go home for dinner.
Well, you'll have to stay in town.
Well, okay, I guess.
Is she having dinner with her tonight, Betty?
Yes,
I'll be running then. See you tonight. Okay, 7?
Yes, that'll be all right.
7, 6 now.
I'll have to call up. And...
Well, that'll be enough this, Betty.
Oh, Marge, I want
to
hear it.
There's nothing else to hear. He called up and said he wouldn't be home for dinner. Now, I've got a great plan.
What is it?
Jane's gone. Somehow or other, she's got a recording made of the conversation between Ace and Mrs. Adams.
Yes?
She put 2 and 2 together and in her own peculiar way got the wrong answer.
Well, you can't blame her listening to our record and not knowing that it's the farm we're talking about.
Exactly. And now that she's not here, isn't this a swell chance for Ace to sell the farm to Mrs. Hoosier?
Marge, it's marvelous.
Of course it is. Now, what hotel does she live at?
Oh, we wouldn't be there yet. She lives on the boat and her family.
So, the less the better. Let me have that phone.
But we need to go there again.
Well, that's why it is high, better. If she wants to stay to talk to the customer, why are there too?
I've got a good news. He's 0-4-4. Well, I hope he's still there.
He is. I left him there.
presenting committee. This is 4 months of Polly Day. I think Mrs. Adams will come out this late in the day.
I feel very light and stage light. They have time. Hello? Is that you, Ray? This is Mars. Now listen. Betty and I just got home and Jane is gone. Oh, well, never mind her. The fact is, she's not here. And it looks as if she won't be here the rest of this evening. Now, wouldn't this be a good time to bring Mrs. Adams out here to see the farm?
Yes. Well, exactly. I wouldn't see it my way.
Oh, I'm sure she won't be back.
Oh, no, I'll come to see you later. You hang over the hotel and bring Mrs. Adams out. Now, what happened?
Mrs. Adams, you can't approach it. You still think you ought to wait for Cookie to get home before I serve dinner?
Oh, yes, I have to wait for him, Laura.
But it's getting so late, and you haven't eaten very much today.
Well, I just couldn't stand to sit down to dinner by myself. Not here. I was just sitting here thinking how happy I used to be here, D.C.
D.C.?
Yes, before Mrs. Adams came into my life and spoiled everything.
That B.A. means?
No, before Mrs. Adams came into my life. That's B.C.
Oh, well, yes, ma'am.
Yes, it's a great life if you don't waken. I was just sitting here trying to figure it out, Laura. I can't understand why you do a thing like this to me. After all these years and 8 months. After all, I'm not like a, well, like a pair of stockings that have a run in them that you can throw away. Am I?
Well, you got a running, you mean. I mean the way you ran away from home today.
Oh, I agree with you.
Yes, ma'am. It's kind of funny, you guys.
Yes, it is. But you'll have to excuse me if I don't laugh, Laura. I just don't feel like it these days.
But, ma'am, you can't just sit around looking glum the rest of your life. You can't just let one man ruin your whole life.
You did.
Well, I certainly wouldn't let a man do that to my life.
Oh, well, you're not married, you should call.
Yes, I had a crush, Mom.
What happened? She got married. She did? Did you know the other woman?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Joan Crawford. Everybody knows her.
Joan Crawford?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Oh, that must be cooking now. Now we can have dinner.
Why was it been so late?
Hello, Laura. My mother in?
Yes, he's
been
waiting for you to come home.
Where is she?
She's in the living room.
Oh, hello, Mother. Yeah, I thought you were as fast as I could.
Oh, where have you been? Have you been running?
Yeah, most of the way.
Oh, what's the matter? Well, look at you. You're chasing like a thief. What happened?
It's Uncle Ray.
Uncle? I told you his name was Cassie around here.
I know, but I can't help it. I just saw him.
Where?
Coming out of his office. I trailed him.
Trailed him? Have you trailed
him? What do you mean, trailed him?
I trailed him. I ran it downstairs from his office, and I saw him come out. And he walked over to the tunnel, and I ran it downstairs. And pretty soon he came out with her.
With Mrs. Adams?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just like he said on the record, he's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but I couldn't believe that record. I couldn't believe that about Uncle Ray, unless I saw it with my own eyes.
Well, you saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did he see you, Cokie?
Oh, no. I know how to trail a party without them seeing me. They look over in my direction, I light a cigarette. Kind of hides my face. That's it.
Cokie, when did you start smoking?
Oh, I don't smoke it. I just light it. And then when they're not looking, I throw it away.
Well, where did they go when they came out of the hotel?
I walked down the street and got into your car and drove away.
Where?
I don't know. I commanded you to taxi and started to trail them, but the guy wanted me to pay in advance, and I didn't have any money. You don't take money to get anywhere in this world.
Well, that settles it. That's the last straw. First that record, now this.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that record. But this is off the record. I certainly believe this. Too bad, Mother.
Too bad. Huh, what do I care? We're only young once in a while, and if you think I'm going to let any man ruin my life, you're sad and mistaken.
That's the way to talk,
Mom. I'll say the worst. He's not going to be the fly in my oatmeal. I'll show him. What's fair for one is soft for two. And if he thinks, if he, what do I do?
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
Good, hon.
Uncle Ace can sure pick him.
Oh, I suppose you'd like her for a mother instead of me. Oh, you too, huh?
Oh, no, Mother, I didn't mean it like that. You know how I feel about you.
Well, but you're taking up for him now.
No, I'm not.
Well, it sure sounds like it to me.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
I should hope you shouldn't compare Mrs. Ace to that woman. What has Mrs. Adams got that she hasn't got?
What?
I say, what has Mrs. Adams got that you haven't got, ma'am?
My husband.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, Mr. Race goes deeper and deeper into the mire of Jane's estimation, but he gets closer and closer to selling the farm as we learn when next we meet the easy